The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord.
Today is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of a new season in the church, a season of repentance, when we look forward to the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord, Christ's passage from death to new life. There are two things that I want to talk about today: dust and the cross. We'll be getting ashes on our foreheads in a few moments and saying to one another, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." What is dust? Dust is something we try to get rid of in our homes. Dust is not alive. It is something dead. It is not even a living creature. It is not something that we improve upon. It is something that only with the gift of the breath of God does it come to life in the forms of our bodies. The words we say tonight come from the book of Genesis. After the fall, God turns to Adam and says, "You are dust, and to dust you shall return." And so we mark ashes on our forehead, dust, to remind ourselves of our mortality, that we are creatures, and we are creatures who will die. Many of us know people who have died this year. My husband's grandmother is dying right now. Death is hard, and it is something that we will all face. Today, we look death directly in the face. But we encounter it through the cross. Itself an instrument of death, designed to kill, to torture, like so many other things that we have created as human beings that destroy life. We have thrust that upon our Lord and Savior. And God has said that that is not the final word. God has taken our instrument of death, our instrument of oppression, and turned it into the path to new life. And so when we receive this cross on our forehead, we can face death without fear, knowing that God is with us, that God has walked that path before us and has promised to accompany us to the depths of despair and pain, and never, never to leave us there. Death is not the end. Death is not the final word. But through Christ, we are led into new life. And we are led into that new life right now, today. What does Isaiah say? What does Isaiah say about this fast that we are called to? About the work of justice, of untying the yoke, of letting the oppressed go free. Because of the cross, because of our Savior, we are freed right now to engage in that work of liberation. And we do that not to show others how pious we are. Beware of practicing your piety before others. But we love our neighbors because love is something that springs up from that joy we find as we face death without fear. When we face death without fear, we can truly love our neighbors, and we can stand up in the face of violence and oppression. We are liberated. We are renewed. We are called into that new life here and now. We do not have to be afraid of death, and we do not have to be afraid of the powers that be. This is the message of our God. That is why we gather tonight. And so when we share those ashes with each other, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And that God loves even dust and brings it to new life. Amen.
Amen.